You just add this up to what we used to have to say about acceptance level. Now we get confronting level. Got that? This fellow hardly had anybody ever talk to him in the office. He went along, he did a good job, and so forth. Nobody ever talked to him in the office, particularly. One day he got sick. Everybody in the office came to see him clear down at the hospital. Now, if he'd gotten sick from leprosy, they all would have come in the first 5 minutes. People who think they need a great deal of attention should learn these little rules. Maybe they reconsciously practice them. Now, an individual has a concept of what is worth confronting. And all of the chaos which he has been handled has got him so joggle-pated that he doesn't understand that things don't have to be horrible, terrible, miserable, or dramatic in order to be confronted. And he falls straight away from confronting the universe around him, and he confronts only the horribleness and nastinesses and so on. Now, for instance, there were many books written about the Civil War. Many books. Matter of fact, it's the only war American authors had to write about from about 1865 clear on through 1917. And they wore it to pieces. That Spanish-American War, that didn't seem to bite too much. You found even after the Spanish-American, they're still writing about the Civil War. Very interesting war, I'm sure. But lately, the reviews of books tell us that a book called Andersonville by a McKinley Cantor is supposed to be and is advertised as the greatest Civil War book ever written there. Well, I took a look at it. Sat there with a bottle of milk and magnesia and a couple of packages of Tums. And studied what America considers at this moment great literature to be. It's on the pocketbook stands at this moment. Andersonville. Didn't about the Civil War at all. Only incidentally, it's about a prison camp erected in Georgia by the Southerners in which they incarcerated damn Yankees. And every nasty, foul condition of humanity is delineated painfully and unartfully at exceeding length. Man doesn't even know enough to put quotation marks around the statements made by his characters. They're all jumbled up in the book, too. You can't tell whether somebody's talking or McKinley Cantor's talking or it's just four or five more Union privates dying in their own excretia. Really, the book runs on at that tone level. This is a great book. Well, this is fantastic. Obviously, however, readers, particularly literary critics, consider they're just a level of the less intelligent reader. That's a literary critic. They think this is worth confronting. There's hardly any part of it that isn't below the belt. I'd hate to tell you where to exteriorize those fellas from. But a book like this gets circulation, gets popularity, and so forth because people consider that it must be worth confronting, right? Crazy business, but it's hard to believe that would happen. But this is what is happening to American literature these days. It's gone off. It's way below 2.0 at this time, and it's going south with great rapidity. They're trying for greater and greater effect.